Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, oh man, I love talking to you every week, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Well, I thought about you in the last week because there's been so many crazy things go on in the world. Of course, the most crazy thing was the attempted assassination of President Trump. And, you know, believe me, there's a lot, you know, no matter when you listen to this podcast, there has been a lot going on in that whole thing about who was the shooter, how did he get there, you know, all these things.
Oh, yeah.
They're not being told, and I don't know if we'll ever be told about how many Secret Service people there were there, because that's a need to know. But I think what you've got, and you're seeing it all over the country, one thing we don't hear, you know, we always hear about it, if a police officer is killed.
Right.
That generally gets out to the nation. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of websites and other things where that comes. But when police officers just get, when they get shot, or they get beaten really badly or something like that, we never hear about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Rarely, even on the local news. Today, there was a police officer shot somewhere. I don't know the part of the body, but he was trying to arrest an attempted murder person. Mm-hmm. The cops in America, this is one of the many issues we got going on. The police officers in America, when you get down to it, now you heard the story where the local police were in charge of that building where the sniper was.
Yeah, outside that perimeter.
Okay,
yeah.
which is they had delegated it to that. Supposedly, which we'll probably never know, the congressional hearings will come out and try to do something. That there, it was a money issue. Hmm. There weren't enough Secret Service people to go around. There weren't enough Homeland Security people, which they bring in to do the magnetometers to check people and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't put Secret Service people on that. They put the people like almost like the TSA people, actually. Those kind of folks are done where they check people because that's their job, as opposed to Secret Service who's protecting lives. So there was it was a money issue. They had asked for more resources with and supposedly had been denied by Homeland Security with the same guy that has been in charge of the border. I'll let people decide how good a job we think that guy's done. Mallorca or whatever his name is.
Mallorca.
He should have fired and put it on his head years ago. But he is, you know, it's, but he's getting orders from the top of the food chain.
Sure.
Okay. He's just a soldier. Mm-hmm. He's not coming up with these plans. But come on, folks.
Yeah.
This stuff, fish stinks from the head. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's up there in the executive branch somewhere, whoever's running the government, that's telling him, leave the borders open, do all that. And with Secret Service, they didn't want to give any more money to the Trump people.
Right.
Maybe it'll keep them from being able to go out and campaign. Again, you can't blame Biden because he doesn't know what's going on. Most any president doesn't realize what's happening. They should, but they probably don't. And they're only as good as the people they've got up there in the executive wing that are controlling all these things. Mm-hmm. So they put the local police on that. The guy goes up, he hears about this guy, maybe sees him. The cop goes up the ladder or whatever, sees the guy, I think the gunman points at him. He goes back down the ladder. We've got police that are scared. They don't feel like they're backed up. Mm-hmm. That, for as far as he knew, that guy was a cop, you know, in camo gear. Yeah. Or when he first, all he saw was a gun pointing at him. Same way with those cops that were in that school down in Texas.
Right.
That didn't go in there and take on the cops are scared today. They don't, they second guessed by everything they do. They've got citizen review boards and every other thing, like in Minneapolis and all these other places. And after all this time, you have dumbed it down where cops are afraid to do anything.
Now, you're the first person.
Let me just take I'm on a roll here. I got to tell you one more thing before I forget about it.
Yeah.
I was told at lunch yesterday by a man, a black man, who was a maintenance guy. I was having lunch at this counter. He was sitting next to me. We just got to talking about things. And he told me that he was going down a street to be a maintenance person at some place. And they were in the predominantly black section of town. And where he had cousins and family and all that. And he said, there are now streets. He said he went down one street the other day where several of these guys had long guns with long bullets coming, you know, long, what do you call it, cartridge things? Banana clips in there. And, you know, and they were out in the yard talking. And he said, they don't ever see cops go down that street. And the cops don't go down that street because they know it's dangerous. So they don't go. You've got cops that are scared to go down streets in America, and that's tolerated by the police chiefs and the mayors of these cities.
Man.
Yeah. And they're not, and these people are not white. I mean, you've got no one that wants to confront these people because they're scared. Everybody's scared, whether you're green, white, black, orange, whatever they are. They don't want to take on these. They don't want to go in there with like the National Guard or something and clear up the place, or go in there with SWAT and clear up the place. You've got so much drug transfers that are going on. We had just the other day down here, someone went to a car, just fired big caliber stuff into the car, killed a baby and a woman and a man. Now, what that tells you most likely is that was gang retaliation. Because no one just goes up to a car and just does that. It was a gang retaliation of some sort, because there's so much drugs going on in drug territories and things like that. Murder is just running wild in some of these southern cities, at least, anyway. And I think you've just got a lot of people who wants to become a cop. My God.
No, you said it. You brought it up, and I think this is important to clarify in the sense that you're the first person that's brought this up from this angle to me, and I've been thinking this for a long time, ever since Defund the Police began back in the day.
Right. That was the start of it.
And I think to myself, it's not that the police, and you're saying, I think what you're saying is they're not afraid of the criminals. They're not afraid of that. They're afraid of the repercussions if they
shoot. The consequences, absolutely.
Right. So these people,
if they make the wrong move, if they do the wrong thing.
Right, their hands are tied.
You can't be like that. You can't be a soldier, you know, that's out on the battlefield.
Right.
And you've got to be able to feel like you've got people that support you. Yeah. And I just think that most of them feel like they don't have people.
I couldn't agree with you more.
People looking over the. Yeah, they want to know where they are when it's convenient on something like that. But on anything else, you know, they're scared to go boo. And then you've got judges and the criminal justice system. And this is where, you know, believe me, it's not a Republican Democrat issue, really. Mm-hmm. Everything boils down to money, money.
Wow.
It's how people spend money. It's how the government spends money. Do they want to put money on the Secret Service and all that kind of stuff? No. Mm-hmm. They want to put it into things that'll help them get votes.
Right.
Like green things and all these things that they think they can get special interest people, give them grants to build a sidewalk somewhere. It's all about politics. That's where they want when the money comes in, they want it to go out with things that are going to do them so good. If you're going to build a battleship, is that going to do me some good? It will for certain people in certain counties of the country that have, you know, that have places that Bath works and that type of thing, that in Pascagoula or in Maine and places that build boats, but it's not going to help somebody in Nebraska.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all about partisan politics at the end of the day. And that's just the shameful part of it. And I don't know how in the world we fix that. I really don't.
I don't either. They tried to do something with the funds for reelection when they're campaigning. And then all they did is figured out they could subvert the money to a PAC fund and then get it back in there that way. They always figure out a loophole, it seems like, when we try to close the loophole. And I think there are people that are trying.
But it's just support in general. You know, the specifics are terrible about that money, but it's just in general, you know, they say all politics are local, and you want to think people are doing things for the greater good.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not building enough prisons. We're not trying to take the people off the street that need to be off the street. We're not watching our borders. We're not dealing with people who are truant in school.
Let me ask you.
It goes down to all the basic little things. It was the New York cops came up with this years ago. Mm-hmm. It was called the broken windows, that you start dealing with broken windows first, because people that allow windows to be broken, the rest of the things go down accordingly. So you make, that's how they found the Son of Sam, which was a serial killer in New York City. They found him because he had parking tickets. He disregarded parking in front of fire hydrants and other things, and that's how they checked him out. Because people usually, it's not their first rodeo. you know, when they do something bad. Usually they've done something with it was a disregard to law. Usually, you know, it's not their first trip to the rodeo. Sometimes in a murder it can be because people in a, you know, an act of
a rage or
anger,
whatever.
You know, when they've really been a good citizen otherwise, they go crazy. Some domestic thing.
Let me ask you, let's go back to the law enforcement for just a minute, or politicians or all these people, and not specifically law enforcement, more toward the political side, the politicians, the senators, the congressmen and congresswomen and all that. Is it possible or likely they get into the field with the same mindset you have right now, which is, hey, I want to do some good. I want to do what's right. I want to do what's right. And then they get into the minefield of politics and they become the dirty player that they complained about.
Or they just quit. Or they just get out.
Or they quit.
My friend Fred Thompson left the Senate. Mm-hmm. He was a presidential candidate. I think he would have been one of the best presidents we ever had.
I liked him as an actor,
He was a really great U.S. senator in Tennessee. Yeah. He was great.
Well, you know firsthand.
Yeah, he was a great senator, and he would have been a great president. But he just didn't have that BS quality that you have to have, you know, to be able to kiss people's butt, to be able to get in there and all the different factions you have to do to be able to do it. And, you know, it's shameful. They get up there and they get frustrated. He told me, you know, he said, the Senate moves so slow, for example. And he said, you know, you're one of 100, so that's not bad. And he was in the Judiciary Committee and a bunch of things. But he said, you know, every day he walked around up there and he saw, you know, 99 people that think they're the next president of the United States when they look in the mirror.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, because
they
know.
All got, you know, you like know. The one that got nominated today as we do this, J.D. Vance, is Trump's pick to be vice president.
I
He's
saw
a U.S.
that.
Senator.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
So we'll see, you know, what's going on.
But you're right. You're right about that. We've been in the media business for a long time, and I've seen not anybody wanting to be president, but I will say that you know, obviously you've been done a lot more TV than I ever will do or have done. But in radio, you have a lot of people that think they're Rush Limbaugh or they think they're Howard Stern or Glenn Beck or whatever. They think they're the next best thing. And they're never going to be even, you know, I shouldn't say never, but I mean, there's a lot
of. They're not. You say never. You're pretty safe.
Yeah. Just like the 99 people that want to be the next president, right?
Right.
I mean, most of them will never even get a crack at it. So it's interesting to see that, but you get that euphoric thing where, you're so important. And maybe that's
what
it is.
But you know, you get what you pay for in everything in life.
Yeah, that's
and if
true.
I haven't learned anything, it's that. If you buy something that's cheap, it probably isn't going to last. If you buy something if you bought yourself a good watch, you know, for an example, it'll probably last. If you buy yourself some piece of junk, it might not last, you know, but a year or two or 5 years at the most. A great watch will last a lifetime.
And it doesn't mean it's expensive. It doesn't mean it's expensive.
Sometimes it can be. Sometimes if but not always, but just something that's made well.
Right.
And all politics are local. We get what we pay for. How many people in this country, you have 100% of the people, how many people vote? You know, not a very small
percentage. And
so they're not involved, and they don't know who their neighbors are, and they don't know who their city council person is.
That's right.
And they don't know who their state legislator is in most places.
Don't you think
you get what you pay for?
Do more research? I mean, think about the last time you went to buy the new iPhone or a new car. I do hours and hours of research. Price, features, warranty.
We got most people that are just, you know, I don't think they're serious about anything.
But you think about how much you do on something like that versus how much you learn about your congressman. I don't know anything about my congressman.
Just look at what people, for example, I've been on this push to make some money off of Facebook.
Sure.
Okay? So I've been very interested in seeing what turns people on, you know, what can I put up there that people are going to like and whatever.
Yeah, what makes
them subject
click.
Matter?
Yeah.
What subject matter they have no interest in, which is anything involving news.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 66% women, 30% men.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, okay, nostalgia was interesting. It's people who are older than 35.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I can get some of these. I kind of feel like that. But, boy, it's hard to figure out the taste of people and what people want. We are so different now.
Well, look at
so
the girl
different
that
in our personal taste.
Look at the girl with the spitting comment or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Now she's got an agent, and now she's touring the country. And I don't think she intentionally went after that. I think it.
No,
just,
she did not. It was totally by accident.
Yeah, and so she didn't know. She just stumbled upon it. You know, it is hard to figure it out. But we have
there are lottery winners all the time, and she's a lottery winner.
There you
she's
go. Like that's a perfect way to say
that's
it.
That's a lottery winner.
Yeah,
but. It's just we have got to buck up, and you know it's got to start with our educational system. We don't teach PE anymore, for example. You know, I mean that was what Richard Simmons was talking about all the time. We need to get people to physically exercise, and it starts at a young age.
Yeah,
and that wasn't deemed important. We don't teach history in school much, little half-ass history.
Yeah,
and same way with almost no geography. But we're real heavy on math and science, and I think that's fine, but it doesn't work for everybody. And I think a general education that let people that are great in that move forward with it, and let people, you got to somehow let the other people that are going to run the country, who are probably not mathematicians or scientists, you got to let them have some education too.
No, I don't disagree at all. And
it's just really screwed up. You know,
I would throw in there. Yeah, I mean,
and civics. And by the way, civics.
Yes,
I guarantee you, they don't know squat about that.
Yeah,
and but they know a lot about the weird math that's taught, and some, and I don't know. And they better know about computers. That's for sure.
Oh, that's for sure. And Jimmy, how much of where we are in society right now has to do with homes being two working parent homes, which has been my whole life. I mean, but there is a generation that's still around that had a mom or a dad at home.
My mother didn't work.
There you go. And so, you know, the parents, as far as participation.
But on the other hand, my mother was not doing a whole bunch of education for me, though. I don't think she had her spare time.
Well, I'm not even talking about
that. She was necessarily, doing that for me. I mean, if you
but she was being an example as a parent to you. I mean, she was a parent. She showed you how to raise kids,
she
right?
She took me around and took me places and stuff.
Yeah.
Kids are still going to do stupid stuff. You know, this kid.
That's true.
That he was 20 years old, so he's still a kid to me.
Yeah, me
that
too.
Did the Trump shooting. You know, who knows what the story is. I heard he was good in math and got some kind of $500 gift or something.
Yeah, I heard he was
but he was a loner, and you know, you could just see, and he was working in a nursing home because apparently there wasn't any other job for him to do, and he you know, it's just you see people going down the wrong path, and I don't know why some people are left behind.
I don't
you know
either.
You look back at school, you know, and particularly people who are smart, that usually doesn't happen. But what was going on at home? I mean, you're really just dying to know how normal a house was at, and was he just some kind of eccentric kid?
Right.
And who fired him up about all this politics stuff?
Or what? You know? I mean, was it social media? Was it school? Was it something
so
like that?
Yeah, so that can't who get knows? Into the last report. They couldn't get into his phone.
Yeah.
You know, because it was locked, and they have to fight to try to get it, and hopefully they'll get in
there. I want to ask you something else, because this aim's right, and I don't mean it. There's no connotation with the word aim. I'm just saying it kind of points us in the direction, and no one ever talks about it. And I try to rack my brain, and I'm wondering if it's people have too much of it in their own families, or they don't want to talk about it. And that always goes back to mental health, right? You don't climb up on the roof of a building with a long gun and or whatever you want to call it, and figure to take out a presidential candidate unless something's a little off. And I don't mean that. I mean, we all have something that's a little off. We could all be triggered at some point, I'm sure. But mental health in this country has to be addressed by somebody, and it never is.
Well, you know, your insurance is, I mean, look at your health insurance. It's so screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever gotten a bill? You have, because you tore yourself on a bicycle.
Yeah.
When you look at the bill that's coming from the doctors in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the most screwed up accounting job you've ever seen.
It is hard to understand.
They charge $50,000, but the insurance company only paid $17.
Right.
And so, but you're only going to have to pay $27.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we know, when is somebody going to investigate that and try to rip the Band-Aid off of that whole thing?
Yeah, there's
because
that.
There's something really weird about all that. And, you know, and I'm totally for, I mean, when I was born in a hospital that was a Catholic hospital in Montgomery, St. Margaret's. It was a not-for-profit hospital. And that went away when things started getting into the profit suspect of hospitals.
That's
and you wonder, has that been a bad thing? You know, and you just got a lot of things, a lot of turns that we have made, you know, in the country. You know, Lyndon Johnson with the Great Society. I mean, of course, how stupid were we to be as stupid as we were about integration and that type of stuff, and even to bring in slavery in the first place? That was insane.
Mm-hmm. It's a strange thing to think about, for sure. Yeah.
But even when you go this, you know, hundreds of years ago, but, you know, you just, Johnson wanted to do right, but he turned, you know, and so did Roosevelt, but they gave a lot of government resources to things that were, you know, you threw money at a problem, and mm-hmm. maybe it wasn't the best way to deal with the problem. But, I've seen a lot of good things happen since I've been a kid, you know, with the society and people who are unfortunate, who are minorities,
yeah.
and people who have been brought up, you know, in society now with more proper education opportunities and other things like that. But we've still got a lot of, I mean, the crime in our country is close to being, I think, out of control.
And I will say,
and
drugs.
I don't know how we stop that. We got to figure out a way.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think drugs are directly related to the mental health side of it. I think you have parents that are on stuff when they have kids. I think we have, you know, I mean, it's a mess. You're right. We have a lot of things to address as a country. Has it gotten better since the 40s? Probably.
In some ways, we've gotten better, and some ways we've gotten worse. I mean, look at the fact that the country has really turned away in many cases from patriotism. It's turned away from religion. Churches are not not a booming business, you know, and some of that has been because, I mean, you know, the real hardcore in the religion, there's a girl who was going to high school in South Carolina, North Carolina, one of the Carolinas, and she was an upcoming singer. So the other night, here in summer, she sang at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she performed somewhere where alcohol was being served got her expelled from school.
Boy, that doesn't happen anymore.
Now, that kind of Neanderthal behavior doesn't help anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's their right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that school certainly has a right, but it's stupid.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's just that kind of stuff in society is still going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, you just shake your head when you look at all this stuff. Cops scared to go down a street. That was not anything that I know about when I was a kid. They weren't scared to go down any street.
Yeah.
But now they are.
Yeah.
And you've got a criminal justice system. If I was pissed at you mm-hmm. and wanted to sue you because you ripped me off, I don't think my case would be heard for years.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because the civil thing, which you never, do you ever hear anybody complain about that?
No.
But it's so screwed up and so backed up.
Oh, there's,
you know?
And
then the tort thing where you've got people, if you swallow a screwdriver during surgery, you ought to be rewarded.
They leave the forceps in your abdomen.
But not $500 billion or some ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that we got lawyers on TV all the time telling people, if you're hit by an 18-wheeler, so-and-so. I mean, there's something wrong with that
system.
What
is that? Yeah, did you snag a fingernail? Right. No, you're right about that. I've thought that for a long time. Tort reform is a huge one. Look at all the money.
But, you know, it's,
and, Jimmy, look at the money that goes to the attorneys when you do a pro bono, pick a big company.
It's just ambulance chaser lawyers that are all over the place.
Right,
and
right.
Do these people who are indigent need to be taken care of? Yeah, because the big people that own the trucking companies are going to try to get out of it as quickly as possible. So
every time
I get that, I understand the mm-hmm. need for that. And I'm glad those people exist, but just something doesn't feel right. You know, it feels like there ought to be a referee in here somewhere.
Right.
Keep that from being the extreme.
Right.
It's just like the internet. Nobody going up today wants there to be some type of structure mm-hmm. of the internet, but the internet is the Wild West. I think that these big companies that own them, like Facebook and some of these others, they are anything but something you could see through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust Facebook for what they do and their algorithms and all that stuff. Nobody in the legislature understands it either.
Right.
And those things now are like the phone company. It's not, you don't have to use it. They have a tremendous control of society.
And Jimmy,
all of these people do.
And what's a class action suit against Facebook where they lose $5 million? They made $20 billion, you know, or whatever. Right. It's like $5 fine, right? It's like a parking ticket.
So it's like the phone company, you know, they broke it up a couple of times and they still are still the
phone
company.
Pretty powerful, yeah.
But yeah, and they keep, no matter how many heads you cut off, they grow 7 heads.
Right, exactly.
And they do the same thing again. But there's just, we're just out of control with a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, in the country. We've let it slide for a long time, and who knows what the truth is about what's going on in China, you know, in their military, what's going on in Israel, the anti-Semitic thing that's going on, the big anti-Jew movement. What in the hell is that about?
Yeah, yeah. No,
I mean,
I have
why
no
in
idea.
The world are Democrats on that side of the page?
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me to see how much, you know, the people that aren't supporting Israel are on the Democratic side.
Yeah, it
that's
is puzzling.
Land. You would,
yeah,
it's really puzzling.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
I don't understand. I don't understand a lot of stuff. Now, that's been the theme of this podcast, but I don't care.
No,
I don't understand.
I don't either. But I also want to, I mean, just for a second, say that there's got to be a way forward to progress.
There has to be.
There has. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. I mean, I think that, you know, it's got to start. Somebody's got to be a champ. You know, it can start by having good governors. And let people who are special interest, you know, represent their people and wherever they are. But let's get people find a common thread that people have. They do that in Congress. You just don't hear about it.
Yeah, they do.
They do get stuff done. Mm-hmm. It's just the sensational stuff they don't get
done. It's not newsworthy. But, I mean,
Yeah, because they're not doing it because the sun came up today and the sun went down. That's not news.
Right, right.
Leadership is important. Spiritual leadership is important. Military leadership is important. All this, you know, here's an example what people are talking about, and I have to agree. Look at the people that carried Trump from the podium to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those people, if I was the president, I would want to be surrounded by Secret Service people who are the size of an NFL lineman.
Yeah,
I would want them to be 6'5", 300 pounds. I'd want them to be able to lift up the podium with 1 foot. Because we have different rules for men and women and for different this and different that, we don't have those. We need those kind of people to be around to carry somebody to risk that president, pick him up and take him in. They were struggling to get him to the car because you had little people in there. You know,
I agree with you.
Diversity thing is out of whack.
I could see Trump's head all the way down the stairs just about.
It was, yeah. I mean.
So I agree with you on that. I don't know
you
what
need
you
some,
do.
You know, you can't say that anymore, though. I want big, burly people to take, you know, to do that part of the job. No, everybody should be able to do every job.
Okay.
And, if you know, you
can't, so we can't say that, but I want smart people running the country. That's what
I
want.
Too.
Is that, can I say
but
that?
But it's all about we're looking at people. We're not looking at people being smart.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at people's color, their size, their race, and then we're looking at all that stuff. We're not looking at their brains.
You know, there was a it's still on, I think. I don't watch it anymore. I know you watched it for a while. But there was a show called The Voice, and it was a singer show, for those that don't remember.
Yeah.
And it was, we don't want to see the people. We just want to hear the voice. That's all we want to do.
That's much crap. That's why they've had nobody come out of that thing that's a star.
But you're right.
Nobody.
But you're right. But sometimes if you're just listening to music, I want the best singer. I don't necessarily want the best looking singer. I want the best singer.
But if you're trying to get a star, you got to have it all.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah. I'm talking about politics now. So let's shift back.
Well, I'm talking Secret Service, for example.
Yeah.
I want the smartest people that we can
get
in there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care what they look like.
If you're asking somebody to catch a bullet, then I want somebody who is a big person who's got a chance of surviving this and can lift up. If you got to pick up the subject that you're protecting, I want to be able to. It's just like I don't want to see somebody who's 5'2" and 110 pounds working on a ladder truck at the fire department.
Okay, fair. I mean,
because
that's
they
all
can't
fair.
Pick up the ladder. I mean, you know,
but
I mean,
that's
come
all
on,
fair.
Dude.
That's just like anything.
But that's not how we're running the country.
Yeah,
that's
you're
not
right.
How we're running
no,
the
you're
country.
Right. You're right. But trying to get that back now.
I don't know how you unring a bell. I don't know how
don't
to unring
either.
A bell.
I don't either. I mean, you are not
the,
wrong.
But that is
anything.
The issue. And no one wants to talk about the issues. They want to talk about other stuff. We brought up more things here than I ever hear in a political campaign just today.
Yeah,
you know,
the whole
and by
season.
God, you know, it's in this whole thing, we are gun crazy in this country. And And then are you gonna hold the parents responsible?
I hadn't heard anybody mention that yet.
Are they gonna hold these parents responsible for not securing that weapon?
That firearm. I talked about it this morning. And we you know, there are a few things. How soon are they gonna talk about gun control again? How soon? I mean, they're already doing it. How soon are they gonna talk about mental health? When are they gonna start talking about social media and how it affects these kids? And I call him a kid because he's 20, and when I saw the picture of him, that kid that pulled the trigger on Trump looked like 12 years old to me. He was such a young...
He looked like a nerdy little kid.
Yeah, and
he
I don't know if they were showing an old picture from high school or
they
what.
They probably were a little old picture, but he was only 20. He can't be that old. You know, and I knew we were on the wrong path to things. You know, my whole... As a kid, I'm talking... Let's talk about nudity and sex.
Yeah.
Dr. Ruth just died, so it made me think about it.
I did not know that till you brought that up.
She was 96, and
Dr. Ruth.
And she came along when she was 50. So the last 40 years, she's been around. But think about it: from in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and even in the 90s, they would hide Playboy magazine, Penthouse magazine, behind the counter. It put thing up there, even in the bookstores, and then all of a sudden, the internet comes along, and and where everybody had been such prudes about all that kind of stuff, R-rated movies, X-rated movies, lawsuits about drive-ins that showed X-rated movies.
Yeah.
And I remember all these things happened. And then all of a sudden, the internet comes along, and things that no one should see is out there, you know, in the most things that even at our age we've never seen are out there.
You're not wrong about it. You're not.
And it's okay. It's apparently it's just perfectly okay. We're not going to put any restrictions on anything. You got to have if you're going to have that's the border. And some of these people think this is okay. No restrictions on the internet. No restrictions on the border. Nothing. Mm-hmm. But you don't have a country if you don't have a border. And if you don't have laws and rules in society where people follow them, you don't have a society.
Gosh, Jimmy. I mean, profound but simple, right? I mean, it's very simple. And people can't accept that kind of thing anymore. It's just like, no.
And when you don't, and you keep on going down this path, folks, and you're going to deal with the consequences because your people who are your enemies, they certainly have rules.
They certainly
have things, and you're not going to like it if they come over because we just let our guard down because we don't, you know, we want to have people have rights to be able to come in the country and use our resources and go to our hospitals because they're poor and they need it. Well, you know what? I feel bad for them, but again, that's why they built walls around the castle. You couldn't let everybody in because then you wouldn't be able to have life inside the castle.
Yeah.
And that's extreme, but that's sort of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, no, you're right.
We want to be able to help people, but you can't just get all your money. Just open your bank accounts up and give all your money away because people need it more than you do.
Yeah. I mean, this morning I said something to somebody, and I was talking about the internet, and I was talking about social media, and I said something about I wish one of the candidates would bring up social media and how mean people can be and how harsh that can be on younger people who are still developing, you know, their brains are still developing and that kind of thing. And the first thing that came out of the individual's mouth that I said that to said, it's freedom of speech.
Right.
And I get that. I totally get that. You're free to do whatever you want. You can juggle axes in your front yard, but when you start hitting the neighbor kids with them, then it's a problem. And so I look at social media that way and I think, okay, how much damage are we doing? And is it just there are kind people and there are jerks? Or is it that there's a lot more jerks, it seems like, than kind people?
And then remember, and you felt this firsthand
when
you've had been the victim of a security breach and a cyber attack.
Oh, yes, I have, yeah.
You know, your rights end where my nose begins.
Right.
And when you've got stuff like cyber attacks and things like that that our country deals with, there are thousands of people in this country right now fighting cyber attacks that are coming in from China and Russia. And if we have a strong person in the White House, we're going to tell them that a cruise missile's coming to your house if you don't stop this foolishness.
Yeah.
We've got to stop a lot of this stuff going down.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we've got to. We've got to. I mean, it's going in there and it. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do if, you know, one of these days they fire off a missile at us and it's there in 3 minutes because it can be.
Yeah.
And we're in one of our parts of our, you know, we'll, of course, shoot back at them, but we don't want to get into that.
Well, we've got to have them vanish.
We've got to have them know that we're so strong that you don't want to try any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we are. I think we've got drones and things that we don't talk about publicly that keep us safe. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing. We've got people in the military that are keeping us safe. But we have got to do a better job in civil society of keeping the regular people safe. You know, with these criminals that are running around at night, shooting people willy-nilly, you know, and this drugs are okay.
Oh, the smash and grabs and all that garbage where they take...
And we have 40 people go into a store,
yeah, all of that.
Tear up
yeah.
some old man's business, you know, and nothing happens to him, and
yeah.
nothing can happen to him there where you can't, you know, just... I don't know.
Yeah, no consequences.
We're impotent. We're really impotent. So scared that we're going to violate somebody's rights. And we need to protect people's rights, but that doesn't mean you can go in and tear up a store
right.
or, you know, sell my neighbor drugs or any of that other stuff. Everything's not protected by the Constitution in that stuff.
Man, Jimmy, some good stuff today. As always, enjoy it. I wish once in a while some of the politicians would listen to this show and glean off some of your ideas and listen to what's going on here. We're just the people. We're not in politics. We're not, you know, part of the media machine that people say are biased. We're just two guys saying, hey, we got to do something. And I appreciate you coming on each week. And let's do it again.
Yeah, just think, we wouldn't be doing this show today probably. If Trump had been killed.
Yeah, there's a good...
You probably wouldn't have been doing the show you did today on the radio.
Yeah.
But none of us would be having a normal day today if that bullet had gone 1 centimeter to the right. We wouldn't have done it. And we came that close to changing the fabric of our society in some unknown way.
Man, profound. Because
that would have changed history. Who knows where that race is going today and where it was going, but it would... Who knows? I mean, that was a history changer yesterday, and we came real close. And we came real close because some people didn't do their job.
Man.
Somewhere along the line, somebody screwed up, and a lot of people screwed up. And hopefully it was an accident and not some sinister plan. That better not come out that somebody was doing this to
do
something for politics. I can imagine, because it is possible.
Wow.
But all these conspiracy people that are out there right now, you know, on both sides.
Yeah.
Before we go, you know, did you hear right after it happened, you had some people saying, well, I hope this wasn't staged.
Right.
They had the nerve to say that in the first couple of hours,
right.
thinking it was staged. Nobody wanted to say attempted assassination. I was watching Wolf Blitzer and some of they did not want to go there. They were hedging.
I mean, you got to be kidding. That is
because they thought it was a stunt. They didn't want to get caught with their pants down. If they bought into it hook, line, and sinker, it was an attempted assassination.
That's
you
rough.
Know, I mean, there's so much bias and so much.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
So much bias and hate, you know, on both sides. And that can, you know, as it, remember, if you see him being put in the car, there's this old dude with a beard shooting the finger at people.
Yeah, he's in the camp. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to see that either. I mean, there's just so many people filled with anger and hate.
I saw something
I hope comes from this. I hope we calm down.
I do too. I saw a guy running across the stage and the media was set up on the stage afterwards. They take pictures and doing stuff like that. And he was yelling, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's your, you know, and going on and on. But I do hope, you know, so many times when there's something like this happens for 5 minutes, we're all, you know, kumbaya.
Oh,
and
then
10 minutes later we forget. But I hope the country as a whole can come together to a certain extent and say, hey, look, there's no place for this. Let's just slow this roll down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, one side was saying Trump was Hitler and then the other side saying, you know, Biden's an old fool. And, you know, I mean, calm down the rhetoric. You don't, there has to be limits of even political speech of how far you can go. Deal with the issues and hopefully they'll do that and not call each other, you know, names and you're an asshole. No, you're an asshole.
Right.
We, you know,
come on.
Hear that.
How about from here till the end of the campaign, you just talk about what you're going to do for the country.
Yeah, try to say how are you going to move the button forward.
Yeah.
And that would be, I think that would be fine with a lot of people, but you got people that are going to be scared. They're going to lose their food bucket, you know, because one or the other gets in.
That's true.
So it'll tighten back up again. But hopefully, people are turned off by a lot of that stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jimmy, always great, always fun to have you on, like I said. And tune in next week when we do it all again right here on Sweeping the Country. Until then, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.